gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, November 21st, 2017. Welcome to Day 306. The FCC announced plans to roll back net neutrality regulations, clearing the way for companies to charge more and slow or block access to some websites. The New York Times, Reuters, and Politico say net neutrality rules are aimed at giving consumers equal access to web content, and they prevent broadband providers from charging consumers more for certain content. The commission is set to vote on the new rules on December 14th, which include a transparency provision requiring internet service providers to inform customers about their blocking and throttling practices. CNN says a federal judge blocked Trump's executive order to cut funding for so-called sanctuary cities that limit their cooperation with immigration authorities. U.S. District Court Judge William Orrick said Trump cannot set new conditions on spending approved by Congress. Nearly 60,000 Haitians living in the U.S. must leave within 18 months now that the Trump administration has ended their temporary protected status. The Los Angeles Times, New York Times, and Washington Post say temporary status was granted to Haiti in 2010 after an earthquake devastated the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. The Department of Homeland Security said that the, quote, extraordinary conditions justifying their status in the U.S., quote, no longer exist. Haitians with protected status are expected to leave by July 2019 or face deportation. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says the Senate GOP tax plan would raise taxes on 50% of Americans by 2027. The Washington Post says Trump, meanwhile, touted the plan as a Christmas miracle.
We're working to give the American people a giant tax cut for Christmas. We are giving them a big, beautiful Christmas present in the form of a tremendous tax cut. It will be the biggest cut in the history of our country. It'll also be tax reform, and it'll create jobs.
Tax experts say the House GOP tax bill is full of loopholes for the wealthy. Bloomberg says that as written, hedge funds could take advantage of the new lower 25% tax rate intended for small businesses, while private equity fund managers could sidestep a new tax on their earnings. Meanwhile, NBC News says Donald Trump is shutting down his charitable foundation. The foundation admitted to violating federal rules on self-dealing, which prevents nonprofit leaders from funneling their charity's money to themselves, their businesses, or their families. And finally, the Washington Post says the Trump National Golf Club in Westchester County settled a lawsuit using money from the Trump Foundation. The golf club then reimbursed Trump's charitable foundation for the $158,000 it used to settle the lawsuit. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is investigating how the Donald J. Trump Foundation collects and disperses funds. The inquiry is ongoing. That's all for now. Visit whatthefjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.